When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey there, Tony, and the rest of the gang. Really like the show. I discovered the podcast a couple of years ago now, and just love it. I listen to it whilst I'm working, and it does kind of scare me occasionally, but ultimately I love it. So the story that I have for you, hopefully you'll share this. It would be great if you did. But the story didn't actually happen to myself. It actually happened to my dad. I'm originally from England, but now live in the USA. However, my father still lives back home. And up until the last sort of 10, 12 years of his life, he's still alive, but up until the last 10 or 12 years of his working life, he actually changed career from being a vehicle technician to doing security, just because he wanted to get out of the industry and a few other reasons. So he ended up getting stationed at the town hall in our local city, a very big city. And he said that he's not a believer really in anything. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't believe in God. You know, he thinks it's all nonsense, you know, things like that. So, he said that he experienced a few things in this building that he cannot explain. Now, it's a very, very old building, probably hundreds of years old. I don't know exactly how old, but yeah, my guess is a couple of hundred years old. And he was doing his patrol. So he used to work 12-hour shifts, so like 7 in the morning till 7 at night, or vice versa. And on this one occasion, he was on a night shift, and he was by himself. And he was doing his rounds, making sure everything was okay, everything was, you know, locked and secure, and making sure that there was nobody in the building. And he said that he heard a noise up on this top level. Now, the part of the building where he was at, I believe it was like a library section, that you could only get to using an elevator. So he said that he heard this noise. So he went up the spiral staircase that led upstairs, and it was a metal staircase. And he, you know, shone his flashlight around, couldn't see anything. Everything seemed to be fine. Couldn't explain what the noise. And it was just kind of like a bang or like a thud. Couldn't explain it. So he was coming back down. And he felt something hit the top of his head with a little bit of force. And he didn't know what it was, but then when he turned around and shone his flashlight on the stairs, he saw this washer like you would get on a bolt or a nut. He saw this washer just spinning as if it had been dropped kind of on his head. So he thought that was, you know, kind of odd, very weird. So he went and sat down at a desk where he was usually stationed. And he said he looked over at one of the walls. He was aware of something going on, and he looked over at one of the walls, and he said it was actually glowing. It was like glowing like this orange-red kind of fiery kind of color. And, of course, by this point, he's getting a little bit freaked out, even for him, and he's not really scared of anything, but even for him, he was getting a little bit scared and kind of freaked out by this. So of course, by this point, he's kind of thinking, okay, I probably should get out of here. And then just after that, after he saw this wall kind of glow, the elevator dinged. And it would only do that if the button is pressed either downstairs by somebody, or if it was pressed upstairs by somebody trying to go down. So that was very, very strange. And of course, the elevator opened and there was nobody there. There was nobody else in the building. So, yeah, it was all very, very creepy and all very strange. I think at that point he then booked it out of the place and continued the rest of his shift from the comforts of his patrol vehicle outside. And he, to this day, he doesn't know what that was, but it was enough to kind of scare him. It was enough to kind of freak him out. There was another story as well where he was at the same building and there was this group of construction guys in the building as well, and they were kind of remodeling various areas of the building. And the manager or the boss of the construction group, he was going around various areas of the building and taking pictures, the areas where the guys would be doing the work. And then he was dividing out like various sections to different groups of the construction crew. And my dad knows this because he was friends with the construction guys and also the manager, and so he kind of knew what was going on. So, and of course they told him that all of it, you know, this story. And apparently he went back and he uploaded the pictures on his computer, and then he was going through each of the different areas with the guys, kind of telling them what they'll be doing in that area, who was working on what, things like that. And then this one guy was like, wait a minute, who was that in that picture with you? And the manager guy's like, well, I was on my own. What are you talking about? And he said, well, go back to that picture. So they went back, and clear as day in this picture is this thing. To me, it looks like a person from maybe like the 40s, like kind of World War II kind of era. They look like they're wearing a long brown, or it could be like a dark green coat, almost like a trench coat, with almost like a fur collar, and they're kind of semi-transparent, and you can't see any feet. You can kind of make out the legs and possibly some kind of dress, but it kind of just looks like there's holes where their eyes should be. It's a really freaky picture, and I actually have that if you would like me to send that to you. I sent it to somebody else, another kind of publication years ago when this happened, and they said it was the best real, because it's 100% genuine, 100% real. They said it was the best picture and best evidence of a ghost that they'd ever seen. And they had a local, regular kind of section in their magazine each month for the paranormal, where viewers or readers could send in their picture. And they said it was one of the best they'd seen. So if you guys would like me to send that to you, I'd love your thoughts. Please do let me know. Get back to me. But yeah, to this day, my dad can't explain any of those instances of weird things going on. He can't explain anything. And to this day, he just kind of is kind of bewildered by it and doesn't know what happened that night. But anyway, I just thought I'd share those couple of stories with you. But yeah, that picture that I have really does, emphasize, that story that I told you about the construction crew. So I'd be happy to send that to you. Just let me know. Love the show, guys. As I say, I listen pretty much every day when I'm at work. So, yeah, keep up the good work. I think you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And I'll call in again with a few other of my own personal experiences. They're not necessarily ghost stories, but they're weird experiences that I've had in my life. So I'll call back in with those another occasion. Okay, thank you so much. Bye for now.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.